This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Swinging a high drive into center field. Hits at the wall. It is gone. Passes does it again.
Again.
It's gone. It's into the bullpen. This game is tied.
He swings and rips one to center field. It's high. It's deep. It's back. It's gone. Sale winds. He fires. Swing and a miss. Strike three. It's over.
All right, let's go play test the emergency podcast. We literally recorded one before the Pats started, and then the breaking news is Red Sox acquire Wilson Contreras. So that's in the trash can. It is 2:47 a.m. local time. I'm watching the Pats, not even remotely tired. I was going to text these guys updates and just, no, they know I'm wired. There's too much going on. We are doing this at halftime, so we're going to It's a rapid emergency pod, so we can give our reactions out there. But Red Sox acquire Wilson Contreras. We've talked a lot about this guy on this podcast. We've given our thoughts about him, the player. So I think we should use our time to talk about the move, and we'll get a little bit more into it when we record a full podcast in a couple of days. But they traded Hunter Dobbins, Yoiker Fajardo, and Blake Aida, and they got Wilson Contreras and the Cardinals $8 million. So my initial take is, like, he's a good player. He's going to hit in the middle of the lineup. I don't love the way the Red Sox are operating. I don't like that they included better prospects to offset money when they didn't need to offset money. I don't like that they're unwilling to invest in long-term contracts like Pete Alonso and are thus further and further depleting their farm system, depleting their depth of starting pitching to get both Sonny Gray and Wilson Contreras. He's a good player. He's going to improve the team. And I think he's going to be a lot of fun to watch. But I'm just saying, like, these trades little by little deplete where you're at, and it's all because of how they're operating. So that's where I'm at. Let's hear where you guys are at.
Yeah, I think that was well said, Gordo. I feel the same about Contreras. He's a good ball player. I think he's super underrated. If you look where he's ranked among all the important hitting stats and analytics stats over the last few years, he's towards not that top echelon, but that second tier, which is still very good. As far as the way the Red Sox are operating, I'm not super concerned about them depleting the depth. It's more so this style of operating is not what any of the best teams do. And while they do lose a pitching prospect, it's like, I really don't think you had to include Yoiker Fajardo. And apologies if I didn't pronounce that perfectly. It's one of the toughest names, much tougher than password. The $8 million thing, I was excited about the trade initially. Then I saw the $8 million and my eyes rolled out of my head. John Henry, got to save money, stay under that self-imposed budget. It's hard to analyze a trade like this because it's great to see your team add a good player, but this way of operating, it doesn't make me feel good about the long-term outlook for the Red Sox. That said, I still think they're going to bring back Bregman. And once they do that, they're going to have a good team for 2026. And I think they'll be a playoff team as well if things go to plan. It's hard for me to get super duper excited when you look at the big picture.
Pat, you've been pretty high on Wilson Contreras for a little while now. What are your thoughts here?
Yeah, no, I like the player. I don't like the way they went about getting him. Plain as that for me. Contreras fits like a glove on paper. If they bring back Duran, they should have the best defense in the American League. Again, on paper. But you will have Roman, who's a plus defender, Sadon and Willier, who are both gold glove guys. Contreras is so underrated defensively at first base. Bregman, you know what you're getting. Story is your worst defensive piece. And he's league average, probably. Marcelo, I think, could be above average. So fits clean. Can count on him to hit 250, 260, 20 home runs, right around an 800 OPS. It's an upgrade of what you had at first base last year. It is. It allows you a little more wiggle room for Tristan to kind of get right, whether it be in AAA, getting, you know, spot starts, DH spots, whatever it is. But yeah, I'm just not a fan of how they go about it, because it feels like if you didn't make the Cardinals eat $8 million, you still have Etienne, you still have Fajardo. It feels to me like it would have been Dobbins for Contreras straight up if the money was clean.
Even then, for me, though, like, Contreras' deal, to me, like, that's the type of contract that he gets if he's a free agent. So it's like, are we really trading two legitimately good pitchers? And I don't know if you guys remember, we talked to Brian Abraham on the radio a bunch during the regular season. He brought up Blake Aida a lot. Like, that's a guy that the Red Sox like. So it's three legitimate players here, two definitely legitimate guys here, in the name of $8 million. And yeah, but Pat, you brought up a point. You brought up Tristan Casas. We should talk about where we think this puts him. Like, where's his standing? Because, like, we knew they were going to add a first base DH type. What we don't know is if they're going to trade either Casas or Yoshida from here. Because they've saved so much money and seemingly can do what they want to do without dumping Yoshida, the way I think I'd go about it is Contreras is your opening day first baseman. Yoshida and Casas deke it out in spring training. If Casas looks more than ready, he can earn that job. And if not, then he's in AAA getting at-bats there, because the second you have an injury to first base where Contreras has never really stayed healthy, or Yoshida, who also has not stayed healthy and has also had issues performing, like, he'll find his way in there when he's ready. So that's how I would go about it at this point, especially since they've saved as much money as they have.
It just feels like the way they're going about this, I don't know how high the ceiling can be at this point. If they're not going to add a big number two starting pitcher, and Bregman's going to be the other, we think, offensive addition, you know, it's a good team.
I agree.
It's just, it's hard to get super jazzed up. Like, last year for 2025, I was hyped because that was a big step in the right direction, a legitimately big step. You got your ace in Garrett Crochet. You signed Bregman. That's a big deal. Chapman, we weren't thrilled about at the time, but he turned out to be great. And we all were excited about the direction the team was going. And heading into the 2026 offseason, 2025, 2026, I should say, we were all talking about, okay, this is it. This is where you go all in. You got the lockout probably in 2027, so why not push in some chips? And this just feels like almost an abbreviated version of what we were talking about. You wanted Pete Alonso at first base, Wilson Contreras. You wanted a big-time number two starter. You got Sonny Gray, who with a few tweaks could maybe be a number two starter at the age of 36. They haven't added to the bullpen. The offense is probably going to be around where it was last year. I don't know, man. It's weird. I hate to be negative. You know, I saw the news about Wilson Contreras. I was super excited. This is a guy, Pat has been high on him. I've been high on him. Gordo, I know you're not as high, but you say too, he's a very good player, both sides of the ball. But it's the way they're operating. I keep coming back to the same thing. How do you win when you operate like this, when you're coming up against teams like, look at the Blue Jays, look at the Orioles, Seattle, Yankees, scary teams in proximity to you, and you got to compete with them? I just don't know.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven. fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So I kept coming back to this. It's something I talked about at least a couple of pods ago, where I said, if you trade for one of these guys like a Wilson Contreras, I'm going to be comparing it to, they could have just signed Jorge Polanco for 2 years, 20 million AAV. They could have signed Murakami for 2 years, 17 million AAV. They could have signed Okamoto. We don't know what he's going to get. They could have signed Suarez. We don't know what he's going to get. So I'm going to be comparing Contreras to these, because like, you're giving up Hunter Dobbins, you're giving up Fajardo, like you're giving up real stuff, like, and you're still paying 17.25 every year or for the next 2 years AAV for this guy. So yeah, you should compare him to some of these other options, and obviously you're going to compare him to Pete Alonso. So I don't want it to, like, I agree with Sammy. It's like, it's frustrating because the Red Sox get a good player and you want to be excited about it. But the truth is, like, when they talk as big of a game as they have, and in the end, they just remain reluctant, to put it nicely, to sign anyone longer than 2 or 3 years. And it's just a pattern that you just keep seeing over and over again. Pat?
I do. Oh, my bad. Go ahead, Pat.
No, I was just going to say, going back to kind of this whole offseason in totality, it feels like they're doing the bare minimum, checking the boxes that they wanted to check. Like, we're going to get a number two guy. They acquired Sonny Gray, who on paper metrically looks like a number two guy. The results are not a number two guy. They're going to add a middle of the order power bat. They added a 33-year-old first baseman who can hit in the middle of the order and hit 20 home runs, but it wasn't the Pete Alonso's of the world. Like, it feels like they're doing the bare minimum when this should have been an offseason where they absolutely balled out.
Right. Like, if you talked going into the offseason and said, okay, they're going to bring back Bregman, which maybe we are talking a little bit too, like, freely about that, because it's certainly not a guarantee.
Not budging.
Yeah. No, I agree. On the podcast that we canned, that we're not releasing because 80% of it is outdated because they got a first baseman. But I talked about how I definitely still think Bregman's coming back. But still, like, if they bring him back and the bat addition is Contreras and the rotation is Giolito out, Sonny Gray in, if you'd asked us this on October 5th, none of us would have been happy with that. So, like, I'm trying to keep the same energy. Yeah.
Yeah, I would have been furious. I will say, in defense of the Red Sox trading some of these pitchers, they did draft a lot of pitching, so they do have to make some room. I get that. But I still agree with the concept you're talking about, Gordo. They still haven't signed a free agent. What is it? December 21st. We're almost at Christmas. This is the last night of Hanukkah. And we're almost at Christmas. We're almost at the new year. And they haven't signed a free agent. Like, you talk about the way they're operating, it's bizarre. I'll say it again. Who does this? Who wins and operates like this? It's so frustrating. It could have been so easy. It could have been a slam dunk contender. Gordo?
I want to make a point. You talked about the depth, because I agree. They traded from depth. Like, no one's going to deny that they had a crap ton of starting pitchers they could easily trade from. My thing here is that there's so many first basemen available for literally just money. Whether you want to aim high at Pete Alonso, aim a little bit lower, like the Murakami deal, $17 million for 2 years. Suarez will probably end up somewhere around there too. Like, you could have aggregated some of these starting pitchers together to get that number two. Aggregate those in an outfielder. Get something even else, just bullpen help. Like something that isn't readily available for reasonable money on the free agent market.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it didn't have to. You didn't have to do it this way. This seems like the, I hate to be the Red Sox are cheap guy, but this is, it's just what that reeks of. Like, you're saving $8 million. I feel like that's going to be, that needs to be a talking point, because it should be. That's significant in terms of the way they're operating. That's not a lot of money for a $14 billion Fenway Sports Group, $8 million. And the reason they're doing is that is because they have a self-imposed budget that they have to stay under, and that's making Craig Breslow's job hard. I'm not mad at Craig Breslow at all for this. This is not Craig Breslow. This reeks of John Henry. And again, Contreras, very good player. The Red Sox major league team got better today. That's a good thing. But this is just not, it's not a winning formula. I also, side note aside, I think it's funny that Fajardo, very good pitching prospect, had a ton of helium in 2025. He's one of the guys who is a little bit smaller and has poor extension. So I think it's funny that they chose to move him.
Which, by the way, these are the types of things we hear about after these guys get traded. We start hearing about all their warts and the reasons the Red Sox would trade them. But before, like, we're hearing all the reasons that these guys are great. Like,
right.
They were also, Fajardo and Aida were both, I think, in the bottom 10 in guys who qualified in the Sox system. They got the lowest swinging strike rate on their fastballs.
Classic stuff you hear after you after the guys get traded. Didn't hear a word about that before.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
They do talk about that on Sox prospects. I did. Where I got the Fajardo extension thing. That's how I knew that. Shout out to those guys.
Small, no extension, no swing and miss on the fastball. You're as good as gone, pal.
The fuck out of here, Fajardo. We never. That's
why I will keep saying Brian Bello is. I'm not saying he's going to get traded, but in my eyes, he is the furthest thing from like untouchable or not likely to be traded.
I mean, do you guys think this is it? You think they're going to get Bregman out of Danny Kalum type reliever and call it a day?
I think they'll get some form of a return for Duran.
That's so true. That's another thing. Yeah, we have. Yeah, who knows? Like, they could still. I don't know.
The other thing,
those other shoes to drop.
This is going to sound like such a reach, but this is just how my brain works. I think acquiring Contreras makes the Duran trade more likely.
No, I totally agree.
Yeah, because you're going to have Yoshida, who's going to be your primary DH anyways.
No,
plus you
have
Casas, who, if he's going to get burned, it's going to be a DH. So you're not really going to have a spot to revolve four outfielders.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. Having the DH close, you're right. It takes that possibility away.
There's always a chance a team is high on Tristan Casas, like a smaller market team who liked him prior to the deal still likes Casas, and then maybe they move him and you figure out something with Durant or with Yoshida, and then you could say maybe Duran stays, but that doesn't seem as likely as a Duran trade, which has been what we've been talking about all along this offseason. I maintain I'm cool if they keep him and they want to find a way to fit him in and have him rotate through DH. I know you guys don't love that, but today this Contreras trade, Pat, I agree, it just makes me think even more so that there is going to be a Duran trade at some point. And I keep seeing the Royals are very open to trading Chris Bubich. And I'm like, I don't know.
We'll get into some of the other, and I'm sure there'll be some reports about like what other shoes are to drop from this. And we'll be able to break those down in the next pod. For now, I can feel it. Like we definitely went a little bit negative on this pod, and honestly, that's fine because that's how I feel. You guys are being true to yourselves too. We are happy to have the guy here. He's a good player. He's going to hit in the middle of the lineup. He's going to have a bunch of big moments for the Red Sox. People are going to fall in love with him. Fiery personality. Like, he's going to be a fan favorite, and I'm excited to watch him. It's not his fault that he signed a good contract and was traded with that contract. So excited to have him here and excited to see what's going to happen the rest of the offseason. We're not going to do enough said. We'll be back with like a full-length episode. We'll figure out we're in three different time zones for like the next several pods. So we're going to figure it out. But any last words real quick before we jump, or you guys ready to wrap?
No, I'm so happy John Henry saved money. That's all I care about. I'm going to sleep so well tonight knowing that. Shout out, John.
Shout out, John. All right. That's going to do it for this emergency pod. Sox acquire Wilson Contreras. You heard about it on Play Tessie. We'll be back in a couple of days for the next pod. Subscribe wherever you get your podcast, rate 5 stars, and follow us on the socials at Play Tessie, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. For Sammy, for Pat, for Joe producing, Gordo here, for the Emergency Pod. Thanks for tuning in. Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.